Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hey, guys.
What's up? What's up?
Hey, y'all. I'm TT.
I'm Gigi.
And I'm Dee Dee.
This is episode 193 of the Oprah Rose Show.
Oh, my God. We're getting close to 200. Every number, I'm just like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
She's gagging.
And the doll still ain't got no plans.
I know. I was, you know, and every time we say it, I'm like, oh, I got to hit such and such to figure this out. And I never do.
So. We definitely are going to be live for 200. It's just a matter of like how many.
When and cities. Where, child. Let me get my, I'm getting my little notebook out and I'm writing it down.
Yeah, we got to hit more than one city. Like I'm trying to do 5 cities. I'm trying like a little mini tour.
Okay, come on, tour.
Come on, five cities.
I'm all about manifestation. You know, say what you want, and it'll happen.
That's right. Oh yeah, because you have a proven track record of that, honey.
Tweet things and they come true.
It happened real fast.
Yeah, it was like a year late, but it still happened.
I mean, everybody's shit got pushed back a little.
Oh, yeah, that's true. No. That's true. Because when I said it was 2019, yeah. So, to your point, yeah.
Yeah, no, cannot wait to see this video, child.
Right. When is it coming out?
The end of June. Actually, the week of my birthday, I believe.
Okay. Oh, yes. What a present.
Cancer season is approaching.
Come on, Cancer. Also we want to say shout out to you know, we had our little wind down with our Patreon members, especially some of our day ones, Tracy, and who else was there?
Oh girl, Becky was in the spot.
Sharon, Tracy. Yeah, so shout out to y'all. We had a good old time. First of all, I was drunk by the time we got done. like drunk.
Like it was legit a wind down. It was very BYOB.
It was very BYOB. Yeah, it was definitely very BYOB. So next time we said we're gonna do it, we're gonna tell you guys the wines, and G is gonna go through her whole, you know, hood sommelier shit, and you know, really get into like these wines and shit like that.
Yeah,
because you know, I don't know. I told you I drink wine out of a bag. She's so good. Okay.
With a little bit of ice.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay.
It's cold. This one's cold now, so it's good.
Okay.
Yeah, anything else? Any updates? Anything?
No, I'm boring.
Shout out to G for pulling through for the Patreons last week, because sis, you was had a little stomach bug.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
Yeah, you all right?
I'm good.
I mean, damn, what if she didn't want everybody to know that she was sick also?
I'm just checking on my sis.
It's like, damn. I'm glad you're better though. It's like, well, you had a sinus infection too, bitch.
I had a sinus infection. I actually was going to mention it, but
the dolls were down.
Yeah. We were down last week.
Yeah.
Damn, bitch, what if I didn't want nobody to know I had a sinus infection?
Well, it was too late. You offered that information.
Yeah, he was trying to get him to drink on all his antibiotics.
Yeah, I was like, I always drink on antibiotics. I mean, my heart raced quickly one time, but other than that, like, I always drink on, you know, I always have some type of tooth, vagina, some type of issue. So,
yeah. Amoxicillin stays in her refrigerator at this point.
I don't refrigerate it. My shit is in the drawer in the bathroom. I was like, I didn't know it was supposed to be. They never told me that. So, anywho, we are so excited.
Oh my gosh.
About our guest today.
Obsessed.
We have the lovely ladies from Poor Minds Podcast, Dre and Legs. Burr, 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 burr.
Hey.
So excited.
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Dre, I think you're muted. Are you muted?
Am I?
Okay, no, now I can hear you. Now I can hear you. What's up, ladies? How are y'all doing? What's going on?
How are y'all?
I am good, sipping on my water. We all ready to go.
Oh, yes, yeah. Water. We heard you taking a break. Is it? Yes. How long are you taking a break?
It's just temporary.
Okay.
It ain't gonna be for too long. I just gotta, you know, detox a little bit.
Fair.
Get on my healthy shit for a minute. Cause you know, I be going in. So I'm just trying to get my little liver a break.
Yes, girl. I was just telling them how like I have wine at my house today, but normally I don't have none. The only reason I have some is because I had to buy it for the show yesterday. Cause you normally eat it, but you're not drinking.
What is your go-to drink?
I am if I'm at dinner. I'm definitely like a Chardonnay type of person.
Come on, Chardonnay.
I love a good Chardonnay now.
BB, that's your girl right there then.
I hate Chardonnay.
That's my sis.
I love Chardonnay. But honestly, if I'm drinking like liquor, I'm a Tito's person. Everybody thinks I'm so weird because I like vodka, but I had to take it back. I feel like vodka is like what you start off with and then you graduate to the other shit. But then, you know, you got to bring it back home, child.
Yeah. You said tequila.
Tito's and Texas.
I love a margarita, or I just get Don Julio with a splash of pineapple. Or and I like wine too, but I really like rosé. So.
Okay. Love a rosé. I can't. Too. Yeah, you and Didi can have that Chardonnay. It just it tastes like I don't even know.
You know what it is? I feel like anything that you have to drink that you have to develop a taste for. I'm like, this is some grown woman shit. You know what I mean? Everybody can drink like, you know, some Moscato or rosé. I feel like if you got to develop a palate for a drink, I'm on some grown woman shit. Right.
This is very true.
I want it to taste like what it's supposed to taste like. Yeah.
And it's like, so if you order some Chardonnay or something and it sounds like you know what you're talking about, you're going to impress the niggas, nah?
Yeah, I also ordered some small bag. I'd be like, can I get that real quick?
Not to impress the niggas. That, and them niggas don't know either.
I ain't been shit.
They don't. They do not know. Yeah,
some of the BDBs know.
Some of them be knowing. Some of them do be knowing. Yeah.
So I was listening and I was like, what is a BD? What is it?
A big baller.
Big dick baller. Okay, so a BD. What shit? What is
BDB?
A BDB.
Okay. RNT.
Yeah, I was like, what is the damn acronym? I'm like, I'm like, BBD? Okay.
BDB.
BDB.
Not Bell Bib.
That is a tongue twister. So, what? So, for our listeners who, you know, what is that to y'all? What is a BDB?
You know what's crazy? I actually just got into it with somebody on Twitter because they was trying to tell me a BDB. They was a BDB. And I'm like, you not no BDB. How are you going to tell me what a term that I coined?
You are.
You know what I mean? So a BDB is short for big dick baller. But it comes with, you know, a definition of that. Because it's like a man can have money, but that don't mean he a BDB. Mm-hmm. A BDB is a person who is just like money is not a factor to him. He's not tripping on it. He don't. And if he fuck with you, you his girl, or you're somebody he's dating or pursuing, he gonna make sure you straight. Whatever you need, you and your friends want to go out and have a good time, I got you. You want to go to Greece, I got you. You want a Chanel, I got you. So that's the BDB. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And I a lot of the time people always think that you have to have a certain amount of money. So we always say that on the show, like, it doesn't matter how much money a dude have, you know what I mean? It's about what he does for you, because you could be dating a multimillionaire, but he not spending no money on you. So what does that matter? You know what I mean? It got to be a dude who's doing stuff for you. And it's, as long as he has the means to make sure you good, that's a BDB.
Got it. Okay.
Because hey, saying like six figures was like, you know, six figures is comfortable, but it's all about how he's spending it. And if he's spending it on you.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was wondering what was the entry point, but it sounded like it is 100K or more comfortable. And,
I think that's only reason I say that is because I feel like once you get to that tax bracket, that's when you can spend money and be comfortable. See?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think anything in that, especially if you got kids and stuff like
that. I was just about to say, I don't think you can have kids making that and spending and buying a Chanel and shit.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, like one of my BDBs, he was like making six figures a year, and it's like we went on a first date to Paris. Like he used to take like
a first date to Paris.
First date, mm-hmm. The first date we went to Paris on our first date, and he had a regular ass job, you know, he made six figures a year, but he ain't had no kids.
Right, you know right.
That's why y'all was going to Paris.
You know what I'm saying? He had them little niggas getting in on my fun.
Right.
Now, it's a little different when they had them little rugrats. Right. They want to eat. They want to go to Disney World. I ain't got time for that shit.
Yeah, they got a safe in school. Yeah, it's giving six figures with disposable income. I feel like there needs to be an asterisk on there, like no
kids
with disposable income. Cause I'm like, I watched the MC Hammer documentary. It's like an old show. I watched that today. And I was like, oh my God. And I just bought a car and I'm like, is this gonna be me? Am I gonna go broke like Hammer? Like, I make good money and I am shook that I'm gonna be and I'm like, I'm not spending no bread on no girl. I think if I was a man, I would be like a really, I would be a cheap nigga, but I know I would be like, I'm that nigga and everybody gotta come to me. I would just be like a horrible man.
We are horrible
man.
Trick ass niggas if we was men.
I definitely would.
So,
I mean, I'm not gonna lie. If I was a man and I had money and I could get a bitch like Drea, all I gotta do is take her to Paris, buy a few Chanel bags.
let's go.
That's an investment.
Yeah.
That is like, I'm doing the calculations in my head. I'm like, that's like $15,000 to $20,000, depending on like how nice this trip is. Ooh, yeah. Wow.
And I'm gonna take her pictures so expensive. She can show her old niggas where we at. I'm
exactly. Cool. We love a good son. Love a good son.
I'm not in the picture, but I might do a little show off my wrist a little bit.
Or you know what? And I know I would be that type. Like, bitch, I'm gonna put my damn Rolex in this photo.
Okay, y'all gonna see the presidential.
Yeah, you gonna see this. Yeah, you're gonna see this little prezzy, okay? Ain't no way in hell. Like, bitch, you better put my motherfucking tatted up finger in there.
That's how niggas be feeling. That's how niggas be feeling.
Yeah. Mm-mm, no.
What'd you say, Drea?
I said, yeah, they be so mad that you don't be posting them.
Yeah.
They really
do. Yeah.
You're with the niggas, period.
If I fly you out, I need at least a story post. My face ain't gotta be in it, but like, just like I told you, just my presidential. That's it.
Close friends.
I'm not gonna lie. It's funny because people always try to figure out like who me and Dre are talking to and who we dealing with. But you know, it's funny about me. My niggas always be in the background of my videos. Always.
Really?
And my
all the time.
But it be multiple niggas so no one can point it out.
Well, you know what? Honestly, I feel like honestly, it doesn't. I feel like the man that's been in my videos the most be like Big Papa. He always in the background, kind of like floating around, you know, because I don't mind. A throwback bae, I've been in the back sometimes too, but it's really just like them two. Rapper bae used to make an appearance back in the day. But yeah, my niggas always be in the background, just floating, having a good time.
Are you still on and off with Rapper bae?
Rapper bae is dead, honey. Oh. We went to his funeral. Oh. He put that nigga in the dirt.
Okay. Well, she looked like she had to shovel herself.
Right. Okay. Oh my God. I want to be nosy. I'm like, cool. Well, you got to hide him in plain sight. I mean, I have a whole nigga that I don't post. So,
exactly. It's the best way to do it.
Yeah. I'm a no face, no case type of person myself. Mm. Okay.
He's
not gonna be nowhere.
I hear that. She said, no, you're not even gonna put two and two together and make you ain't doing it. You ain't making five off me.
So what would your nigga have to do to get you to post him? Like, is it an engagement ring? Is it like y'all married? You just pop out pregnant, whatever. Like, what would it be for you to post your nigga?
Honestly, I feel like it's not them, it's me. You know the age old saying? It's not them, it's me. Like, I be getting so tired of niggas. So I'm so off and on with so many people. That's why I don't ever want to post people. Because I feel like relationships are always so off and on. And so I would say that, yes, an engagement is what it's going to take. But I don't know. Maybe I'll post a nigga one day if he posts me first. That's what I believe in. I hate when girls be posting niggas and the niggas don't post them. Like, I'm never gonna post a dude if he haven't posted me on his social media first.
Yeah, same.
You know, you look thirsty.
I'll probably like post my man like for real, like a full blown picture. You can see who he is like the day he passes away. Like, oh my God, my husband, he's gone. Just to let the, I gotta let the niggas know I'm on the market again.
Oh my God. Hers is a PSA post. I respect yes. it. It is that's got- press release. Yes. Like, I'm single again. The headline, I'm single.
Oh my God.
Let the niggas know I'm outside again.
Wow.
Wait, what are y'all, what's y'all zodiac signs?
I'm a Leo.
I'm a Taurus.
Twins.
Okay.
When's your birthday?
August 17th.
Okay, I'm the 5th.
Wow. Okay, okay. Yeah.
Ray, you just celebrated a birthday.
I did.
Oh yeah, yes.
That's right. You got flued out.
Huh?
You, did you get flued out?
No, I didn't get, we flued out ourselves. We went to yes. Miami.
Okay.
We went to Miami. I had wanted to go to Puerto Rico initially, but all the houses out there was trash. So we're not going there. We just stayed in the United States and went to Miami. And one of my little dudes, he did reimburse me for the Airbnb. So
you
know, oh, that's
great.
Cute.
Okay.
He gave me my money back. It was a little pricey.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
Miami.
Because y'all know I just turned 30, so I'm the big
3-0
now.
Damn. Okay. It gets greater later.
We're geriatric millennials. Oh, yeah.
So welcome, it's to, welcome to the club.
That's what I saw on Twitter, that our age group is geriatric millennials. I was like, what the fuck is that?
Geriatric millennials? I don't like the way that yes. sounds, especially because I have a birthday. You know, that's now teetering on closer to a little bit of 40 than it is 30. I don't like that. I don't like that at all. What? Oh my God. Look, oh my God.
That's how I felt about 30 though, if we being honest. Now that I'm here, it feels amazing.
I was the same way. I did not want to turn 30. I'm 35. I did not want to turn 30 at all. And when I say it is so much fucking better.
So like, much better.
He's been telling me that for 2 years and I'm just like, girl, whatever.
No, it's so much better. I would not go back to 29, 28. I won't go back to 30. Like, it's so much better on like, yeah. like 33 plus, I feel like.
Yeah.
I feel like wow. for me, my late 20s were so bad. Like, I just could not catch a break. And it was yeah. so crazy because like when I turned 30, literally like something just clicked and mm-hmm. everything in my mm-hmm. life just upgraded. Yeah. I started to understand myself more. You know, it's just like things just got better. Things in my career got better. Everything yeah. just, it's been lit. Like yeah. I'm turning 32 yeah. in August. So I love it here.
Yeah, it's like it's weird. It is almost like stuff aligns. Like obviously, you know, as mm-hmm. you get older, there becomes more wisdom. But like
mm-hmm.
career, like everything for me, like 33, I was like, oh, bitch, I love it here. Like mm-hmm. I was like, it could only yeah. be up, and it's stuck. It better be stuck.
But it's stuck.
It better be.
Feel like the last few years of my 20s definitely tried to take me out the game. That shit was hard as fuck. But then I had mm-hmm. read something like a few weeks ago that said like most people go through that at the end of their 20s because it's like yeah. your Saturn return or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I think it's at 27.
Like crisis. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, I definitely felt that.
I felt mm-hmm. it too.
Same.
And the 20s was definitely trying to take me out the game. But to T's point, like, the 30s is much better. Like mm-hmm. I'm 33 and it better continue being stuck. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Cause I feel like it's like, you know, the wisdom, but you got a little bit more money to yeah. play on the playground.
You look better. Right. You feel better.
You know yourself. Yeah. Know yourself better. You got more money. You should. Like,
you should. You
yeah, should. Like, you should. I hope you do. Like all of the things, child. It's just, it is. It's so much better. But Lex, you were talking about, you know, like the end of your 20s and that was rough. How did you guys even, you know, I think you guys have shared some of the stuff on your podcast as well, mm-hmm. like come to be and what was that transition and just, you know, how did that relationship start between the two of you?
Well, we actually met in Houston. We're from Houston and she had moved out to Atlanta like a year before me. And I wasn't doing anything, you know, I didn't have any kids. I was like in a bad relationship type situation. So like after like she had been out in Atlanta for a year, I was like, fuck it. You know, I'm gonna come out there and we're gonna figure some shit out. So I moved out to Atlanta and it was crazy because we started a YouTube channel because Every time me and Drea would go out, everybody would be like, y'all need to have a show. Y'all so funny. Y'all are so crazy. You know how people always do that shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we was like, okay, let's just start a YouTube channel. And we didn't know what the fuck we were doing. We was on there eating hot wings.
Nobody does.
Putting on makeup. Like everything, you know? So it was like, then it was funny because one of my exes was like, y'all need to do something like called like Wine Down Wednesday, where y'all just drinking wine and talking shit and talking about hot topics and shit like that. So I was like, okay, let me see. And then we did it, and it was like the first thing that actually kind of caught on, like people kept wanting to see more of it. Mm-hmm. So it was like after like Wine Down Wednesday kind of caught on, we just stayed consistent, and we knew it was going to be something. So we were just like, let's just kind of ride this wave and see what we can do with it. And it just kind of happened.
4 years later, we haven't missed a week.
Yes. Wow. Never that missed a week.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yes.
We that have literally commendable. Never not dropped the episode.
Wow.
Oh, that's awesome.
Since 2017.
That is amazing.
2017. Yeah.
Yes. We have literally, like, I remember when we first started, Drea had went out of town, and we didn't even have guests at this point because it was just me and her talking. And I literally recorded an episode by myself. I was in the living room talking to myself like, cheers, bitch.
Not a monologue.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I had to
go on YouTube. I think you could watch it.
Yeah, it's still on YouTube. Like, the show must go on. Wow. Like, I knew it was what it's like. But I think that just kind of shows, like, how our work ethic was. And, like, you know that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah. Right.
I actually, I was listening to, I can't remember if you talked about it on your Views of an Ex episode, mm-hmm. but it was a moment where you were staying with Drea, mm-hmm. and I think you were sleeping on her couch, and you saw her having sex on the balcony, and you got mad and left.
I sure did. I said, I'm sorry.
You got mad and left. Bitch, I'm gonna get mad and I'm at my house.
Well, no, I wasn't mad. It's just I had a long day at work. Don't nobody want to see you getting them cheeks clapped? Nigga, I done had a hard day. I've been working 8 hours.
I don't think she left.
With a 30-minute break. Don't nobody want to see no cheeks getting clapped.
Where'd you go?
Thanks. Where you at?
I said, yeah. Oh, hell no.
Also, not gonna lie, that Leo and me would have too. I just want like, oh my God, I just want to sleep. I'm not trying to see this shit. I've been working. I'm tired. Well, like,
see, with me and Lex, it was like, girl, you done seen this before. Why you acting like this?
Come on now.
And like I said, if you had
my first rodeo.
If it would have been any other day,
you would have been there. Yeah.
I would have been like, whatever. Cause me and Drea have literally seen each other in the act so many times. It doesn't even matter. Like, so many times. Like, we have so many stories, y'all. Like, it's ridiculous. But no, like, you know, I think it's a Leo thing. Like, whenever we want to shut down and clock out and be done for the day.
When I'm tired, like really tired, nothing. You might as well, the world might as well shut down around me. Yeah. Like anything else, I'm usually fine with. But being tired or when I'm really irritable, like I don't. Sometimes I have to. I go to sleep like a little baby. Like I literally feel like I gotta go in the bed, shut the door. I can't. I don't talk to nobody. Like turn my phone over and watch TV.
Yeah,
that's how I was. I was like, oh no, let me get my little things. Let me pack my little bag. I had to go, honey. I did.
Oh my God.
We're gonna switch gears a little bit. Before we started recording, we told y'all about the Amber Dashian game. Mm-hmm. Amber Dashian, Lori Harvey, Portia game, whatever. And so we want to know what your three relationships are, who they will be with, and what they look like. Are y'all ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. I think I'm ready. I'm ready.
I was like, Drea, you said you got your people, so you're going to go first.
Well, I got my one.
Okay.
I know one.
I can go first.
You going to go first? Do we have to say their names?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. Look, yeah.
What you was going to describe them?
What they look like and stuff.
That's true.
Like, actual, you know, it's a little fun game. Actual people,
right?
Okay. So, okay, so like we're doing celebrities, though, right?
Athletes, celebrities.
Yeah,
honestly, you could do like, you could do your
some nigga. People put their nigga. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's lame, but people do it.
I'm dead.
Okay, so nah, we doing celebrities, okay? So I would enter the game.
Public figures, yeah.
I would enter the game with Quavo. You know what I'm saying? Ah, it's gonna be on the shade room. Yeah. You know,
it's everywhere.
He just broke up with Saweetie.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? People want to know what go down.
Yeah.
And, you know, and it's like, let me tell you why it's good though, because like I'm completely opposite of a Saweetie. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be like, what the hell they got going on? You know what
Saweetie.
Saweetie.
But I can see it. But I can also see it. I can see you on Quavo.
You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna start it off with Quavo, right? Right.
Mm-hmm.
So after That's Quavo, cute. You know, Quavo got some money. He doing his thing. He, you know, he up there in the game.
Yeah.
So you always got to upgrade.
Always.
You always have to upgrade. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be some type of scandal. That's going to take me to level two. That's when Wiz Khalifa come in.
Okay.
Wiz Khalifa, that's a good look. Wiz Khalifa, he low key.
Yeah.
He never had no bad press about him. No. He has hella bread. He's a businessman. Wiz Khalifa is
That's a good look, bro.
Game of strategy.
You know what I'm saying? Wiz Khalifa is an upgrade. Like, he's somebody that's kind of like, people can pretty much say, like, Wiz Khalifa is up there in the game. I wouldn't say he's a legendary rapper, but I feel like what he's done with his career, he's, like, legendary, like, in the weed business and doing all this. So that's a good look. So when you got a businessman, baby, you got to go to the biggest boss that you've seen thus far.
Uh-oh.
What can you do after Wiz Khalifa? You got to go to Rick Ross.
Moving to Miami.
I'm dead.
You're going to Miami.
We going to Miami.
I'm the biggest boss that you...
You know what I'm saying? It. Like, what, I'm wait, like,
why is he on my t-shirt too?
I'm period. Dead. We got to go to Rick Ross. Like,
come on, baby.
We got to get some... Yes, Rick Ross is like... To me, I feel like the final boss, he bosses bitches up. I feel like either him for my third pick, I would definitely have to pick between like him or Dr. Dre. Like they up there.
Okay.
Dr. Dre is a daddy.
Yeah.
Dr. Dre is a daddy. He older. He a billionaire. That's all. Yeah. That's all we need, baby.
Word.
You really played this game with like elite strategy. Yeah. Like, look, these are people that I would have never thought of. Never. Like,
you know what I'm saying? I'm telling y'all, I'll be thinking about this before I go to sleep. You asked the right one today. I've been plotting for a long time.
Oh my God.
I might have to take Dr. Dre from you. I might have to take
Dr. Dre, that's the one, honey. He better, if Lex P ever see him, baby, it's
And he got a little body, too, because he like,
you know?
He posted it recently with that Will Smith challenge, and I was like, oh.
I mean, as long as he get out this out of his divorce unscathed, you know,
For
like a shit ton of money, as she should.
Yeah,
but I mean, you know, he got some tucked. You know, he got some tucked. Telling you,
and people gonna love to see him with a strong black woman. They gonna be like, oh, he came back. He woke now, girl. He went down a black girl.
This is so true. It's giving Russell and Sierra. Now.
Yes, they gonna love it. They gonna love it, girl. Yeah.
Oh, I love that. That's okay. That is a really good one. Yeah, you got me rethinking my strategy.
Okay. Ooh, Drea, you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. Okay, so I think my little entry nigga would be like Gunna.
Good one.
Okay.
Because we all know he a trick ass nigga, number one.
Oh, is he? I didn't know that.
Absolutely. Okay. He definitely be like he another like Rick Ross, but on a smaller scale. He definitely be like bossing his bitches up, lacing his bitches. So I would fuck with Gunna. And plus, you know, I'm in Atlanta. He easily accessible, I feel. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah. He's like realistic strategy. I love it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All I gotta do is pull up at the club.
Right.
I would use Gunna for my first little entry nigga. Cause like Lex said, you know, you'll end up on the shade room, get a little post here and there. Then I think I would want to elevate to a nigga like Chris Brown, but only for a brief moment.
Mm-hmm, right.
I feel like their relationship would be too motherfucking toxic. Because,
Well, both y'all are choruses.
So I feel like same sign relationships don't really work out in my personal opinion. But you know, I could use him for a little more clout and shit. But I would love to end up with Drake. That's
like, she is taking my list, and we just really about to like box.
Take your whole list.
Drake is my top tier.
Girl, I'm gonna fight you for the Birkins.
Oh my god, right?
You want the Birkin collection.
I want the Birkin collection.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with Drake. He's the top tier. Cream of the crop.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's crazy because Drake has never like publicly like really claimed a woman like as his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Never.
You know what I mean? Over Rihanna.
Yeah, like he's like, you know, like you knew he like fucked with girls, you know, he said their name in song. But he's never like been in a public relationship, like openly loving someone. So that would be a good look. You know what I'm saying? You'd be the first one.
Yeah. Yeah, he really hasn't. And right, for him to be such like a lover boy. I mean,
a lover boy. Yay.
He has never that, but I think that's his whole thing. I really feel like at the end of the day, Drake is really like a true fuck nigga. Like he comes off so
nice. In the future, the same.
Let's
talk
about him like that. You don't know him.
Yeah, I was like, he ain't future. I definitely would not put Drake in future.
They are the same person. One is just a little bit nicer than the
other. A little more emotional.
Yeah, right.
Like, because we know he dated.
They the same.
Right, we know he dated.
New Year's time I had sex, okay? We'll see what's about to happen next, okay? Okay.
Like, Scorpios in general are very intense people. Like, all of the relationships that I've ever had with Scorpios, whether it's been a friendship, a guy that I was dating, they have all been really, really intense relationships that just drain the shit out of me.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah, we're pretty draining.
See?
Yeah. I got a laundry list of niggas who say I've been draining. So yeah, I believe it.
Y'all are just so passionate about everything.
Everything is an argument.
Yeah.
And I'm argumentative.
I was like, oh, I was like, the Scorpios are getting dragged, honey.
Okay.
We always get dragged. It's okay. But I'm not argumentative, but I am intense. Mm-hmm. I'm very intense.
I think Scorpios have to be always right. And this is like in a relationship, probably more so.
Mm-hmm.
Not you, G. No, no, no.
Well, what's the worst thing that y'all have ever heard about you in a relationship?
What's what?
The worst thing that you have ever heard about yourself from a like a former fling situationship, lover, boy.
Mm-hmm. The worst thing?
BDB.
I think the problem that always arises in my situations is always like, my social media and like kind of what I do for a living. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like whenever I moved out, even before I started doing Poor Minds, like I always kind of had a presence on social media. You know what I mean? So that has just always been an issue. But I think that they didn't realize, like, I always had a purpose. Like, I always knew I wanted to do something with like influencing, you know, having a voice and speaking, but they never really saw the vision. Now they're seeing the vision. But mm-hmm. whenever
they don't see it till they see it.
Literally, I moved to Atlanta. I got in a relationship, a full blown relationship after 2 weeks of being here.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, it was like one of the main things we used to fight about was my social media, things I would post. And when we started Wind Down Wednesday, things me and Drea would talk about. Yeah. It was like always a fucking issue. So I feel like that's like one thing that really comes in between like me and the guys I date always.
Niggas want a hot girl, but they don't want a hot girl.
Exactly.
They don't know what comes with it.
Exactly. They really, and they can't handle it. They really can't.
I don't know. Surprisingly, that never really ends up being an issue for me with the guys that I be dating. I think my main thing that guys always complain about with me is me being like super prideful. And them not knowing how much I care until like later down the line. Like even Lex one time had said this to me, like I used to fuck with this dude and me and him stopped fucking with each other. He started fucking with somebody else. And Lex was like, you don't even really care. You only care because he's fucking with somebody else now, because he used to be obsessed with you and like really liked you. And you just used to be like, whatever. But now that he's fucking with somebody else, now all of a sudden you're feeling so hurt and you care so much. And I don't know. It's like, even at the time, but to me that's kind of wrong, because I do be caring. It's just hard for me, I don't know why, to show. Like it's like for a dramatic or a traumatic event to happen for me to let you know how much I really did care about you.
Because then it's on the line, because that's mine. Yeah. Mine is being too prideful.
Yeah.
And I think I just never wanted to be played or want to be played. So it's like, if I am so vulnerable and let down all of my walls and just like share everything with you, now I'm giving you the opportunity to hurt me. which is a little morbid, but whatever. So I you know, I'm very kind of like, I gotta like, no, for sure. Like, you are the end of the day. Like, you are the one before I start like making other changes. Like, I'm also, I'm too independent. I know that. I'm like hyper independent. Like, I'll ask you to do something and then I'll be like, well, I'll just go do it myself. You took 30 seconds and I wanted you to do it in 4.5 actually.
That is me. Like, if you don't do something on time, I'm gonna be so fucking pissed.
So pissed. Yeah, and then like, y'all will start right off the sentence talking about when you get a chance. What?
Yep, that's me. That's me. When you get a chance, aka now, nigga.
But yeah, when you get a chance, or even or my favorite is, do you wanna? Which nobody wants to, and then I get mad. I'm like, so you don't wanna? Like, so, but I asked you. It was like, but I feel like I'm giving you the opportunity. It just sounds good. That's it. But like, so when I ask you, do you wanna? That means you do it, and you do it the second I ask you. And when you don't, I'm like, all right, well, fuck it. I'm gonna just go do it myself, and then I'm gonna have an attitude for the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, being prideful though. In the end, it's like you're so worried about other people playing you that it's like, but you end up playing yourself. You end up playing yourself.
Look, I'm like,
by being so prideful. Mm-hmm. Because that person's intentions might not have never really been that, but because your guard was up the whole time, you know what I mean? Now they moving different and they playing on and once they get to that point where y'all both playing games, it ain't never really no coming back from it.
Ever.
It's a very tangled web to weave. It's very tangled. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that I've been delivered, but I'm so much better than I'm so much further than where I was. Basically,
mm-hmm. I think I'm a little better too now. Yeah, for sure. But I used to be, girl, terrible. And then I would go, I would never tell the dude, but then I come to Lex and be like, bitch, what the fuck? It should be like, why you can't just tell that nigga that? Right.
Oh, that was me. I would never say anything. I would never say anything to anybody, be mad, break up the whole thing. And then I finally had to realize, like, yeah, like, oh, I gotta tell you how I feel. And also, you should be a mind reader. Like, you should know what I'm thinking. The fuck?
The audacity on it. I'd be able to read my mind.
See, but I think that's where me and Drea balance each other out, because she's extreme with that, but I'm extreme on the other end. Like, after the first date, I'm like, so I love you, and I think we should start planning our wedding. Well, do you want me to wear white or ivory?
I'm dead.
I'm extreme. Like, if I like you, I'm going to let you know, like, I'm feeling you. I like it. Like, I like you. What are we going to do? But I feel like as quickly as I fall, I do fall out. Very quickly as well. Like, if a nigga hurt my feelings, for the most part, I feel like I mean, of course, I've had my feelings hurt for like a period of time, and I had to heal and I had to go through shit. But for the most part, like, when one nigga leave, I'll be having one coming up. So I'll be like, okay, well, that's cool.
Miss one bus.
Yes, that's me. That's me. I love to fall in love. I swear I'm going to fall in love like 4 times this summer. I can't wait. Oh, yeah. We love a good summer love.
Okay, you are Drake. You are lover girl.
He love these niggas down. And I just,
it's even certified lover girl.
Certified lover girl. Like,
I am.
Go ahead.
So it's so funny because my moon sign is Leo, and you know they say like a lot of the time you're with your moon sign, you're more of that sign than you are your actual sign. Mm-hmm. So I be feeling like I'm more of a Leo than Lick sometimes, and she's more of a Pisces because
yeah,
is Pisces, and she be as hell.
Yeah, Lexa is not really giving certified lover girl is not giving Leo vibe, and I'm an Aries. My moon. It's definitely giving Pisces big energy. Like,
I am dead. Well, I think sometimes the thing with the Leo is we like attention. So it depends, like, different Leos want attention from different areas. I choose to get my attention from being fake in love. So that's where I get my attention from, being fake. And like, I'm not a person that, like, I'm not going to get on the internet and argue with people and overshare and do all this shit to get attention online. I don't want that online attention. I want attention in real life. So I want you to love me. Is you gonna love me or not? Like, let's do this.
That's fair.
You
know what I'm saying? That's definitely fair. Because I'm,
is you gonna love me or not?
I'm not like that with y'all. I don't think. Like, I'm not demanding in my friendships. But yeah, like, you know, you see those, like,
I know you can be, but not.
What, demanding?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my personality. That's literally at work. That's everything. But I'm not like them like little things you'll see about. I think I just saw one on Twitter. It was like a dog that kept like going up the man's neck. Like that is me. Like
that's me.
I'm like, touch me, love me, hold me. Tell me I'm pretty. Like
Leo jumped out, hun. Jumped. Don't be denying us.
I love Leo. Me too.
Oh yeah, especially Leo women. Leos. Like Leo women are probably like top three favorite signs.
Yeah, I don't understand the slander.
Pull my wig down.
I don't understand the slander either.
I don't understand.
Like all my friends are Leo women. It's insane.
Like even with me being a Taurus, like, but I get the Taurus slander though. I get it. Like with Leos, I don't really get the slander. It's confusing to me.
I think if you slander a Leo woman, it says more about you than
Yes, seriously, because I feel like
but I have to agree. I do.
Yeah, because they're like, I mean, granted, super aggressive.
Yeah,
you always see them in the room. Like you're going to hear them when they come. Mm-hmm. Look, I'm looking at you, Suzette.
But it means well.
It's always good energy. It's never I'll say this: people who don't like Leo women are those people that they don't really naturally get attention, and they're jealous when other people get it.
Yeah,
because I swear, people who don't like me are just people that are used to getting attention, or they have to do the most for attention. And it's like when I come in the room, I'm not trying to get attention. I'm just loud.
You just, right?
Yeah. Nine times out of 10, I got a story to tell. If I don't, I'm trying to entertain people. I'm trying to lie.
Leo always got a motherfucking story to tell.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, all this dramatics and the cinematics.
Because a million things happened today.
It's the nails. Oh my gosh.
I'm literally getting...
TT used to have nails, and every time we would talk about them damn nails on that phone.
When you watch the show, it's always nails.
Yeah. And then, especially when they on that damn phone texting, like, you hear click, clack, 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 clack.
Are we sisters? Shit.
I love it.
We might be cousins. But I do. It's more so like I said, it's the energy. Cause like you said, I always have a story. I'm loud. Like, but it's always good vibes. Like,
right.
I think maybe the slander comes from because people perceive it as it's like, you're doing this to get attention.
Right.
But I always say on our show, you know what I mean? Is that like, no. One thing I can say about Lex, she like that even when the cameras are off, like that shit. She's just like that. She really is. Like, it's just her personality. Like, she's not doing so much more just because now we're on camera.
Yeah.
Right. She really be like this all the time.
Like, it'll be me and Drea in the living room when I'm still up just wilding, doing fuck shit for no reason. Like,
and maybe it doesn't bother me too. I always say, because I'm like a person who's like born on the cusp. Like, I'm a Taurus, but my birthday is like the 22nd.
Not born on the.
Yeah, so I was like almost kind of weary. So I be feeling like, I don't know, I be having a lot of fire in me. So I love fire sign people.
I do too, because I'm a water, so I love my fire signs.
Me too.
I mean, I'm so here for this little Leo love fest.
Wow. I love it. Keep going.
Right.
Okay. Look.
I keep going.
I'm here for it. So going back to, you know, you guys said that, Lex, you said that y'all's relationship, you kind of balance each other out. How, you know, we've seen, I feel like, you know, people always like women can't work together. And you know, it's just always, it seems at least like some little like podcast beef and shit like that, all the Twitter and everything, you know, it's like that in and of itself could use its own reality show.
Man.
How do you guys,
Carlos King on the mic,
Carlos King, okay. Yeah, podcast war show. Like, how do you guys still balance your friendship, you know, and still be able to work together? And like you said, I mean, not missing an episode in 4 years is like so commendable.
Yeah.
Well, I think for us, we are so blessed. The fact of when me and Dre had a point where we were not getting along and we actually could not stand each other. But the good thing is it happened before our numbers got big. And we were able to go through that shit when nobody was really watching like that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and then once we realized like, okay, we're not going to stop the show and we still loved each other. And that was the main thing, because at the end of the day, I got to a point to where I was like, okay, Poor Minds is great. Poor Minds is cool, but fuck this. I want my friend back. I miss my friend. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people get to the point to where, and all these podcasting feuds and people breaking up, and it's because that friendship really had no foundation if you look back on it. Because if I had to stop Poor Minds right now to save me and Drea's, I'm going to always pick me and Drea's friendship over Poor Minds. Because I can do this. Mm-hmm. I can go on any show and entertain people. It's not going to be Poor Minds, but I can do something else. So if I have to do something else to save me and Drea's friendship, I was prepared to do that. So I think separating business and friendship, like when me and Drea are on vacation or when we outside, bitch, we ain't talking about no motherfucking Poor Minds. We getting these BDBs, bitch. You know what I'm saying? But when we, but when we walk into a meeting and it's time to talk business, it's not like, oh, hey, best friend, it's business partner. This is what we got to handle. You know what I'm saying? So I think, so I think it's like, we can get into it about some business shit and then we'll figure it out. And then we'll still hang out like, oh, bitch, let's go smoke some hookah after we done. You know what I mean? Right. Mm-hmm. So I think the separation of, we have separated our friendship from our business so well. And it's easy now, but it wasn't easy to get here. Mm-hmm. But when I see people breaking up, I'll be like, child, looks like y'all wasn't friends like y'all really right. You know what I'm saying?
That's what it's always given for me too. It's like, that's just not your real friend, because like, we went through a rough patch, so we know what that shit is like, and we made it through it because we cared more about the friendship than the business. The business was always a plus. It's like, if we don't have a friendship, then the business doesn't really matter. The friendship is first. And I feel like we've always kind of put that at the forefront. And that's another reason why I feel like our show is so good.
Because I think a lot of times people too,
don't like each other.
Right. Yeah. And a lot of times when you turn on the TV and you watch reality TV, or when you turn onto these podcasts, you're looking at two Black women who really don't like each other arguing, shading each other, being nasty to each other. You watch Love and Hip Hop or Housewives, all you see is them throwing drinks at each other and being nasty to each other. So I think it was like refreshing when people started watching Poor Minds to see two Black women who genuinely love each other and get along and really have, like, you know what I'm saying, that bond. Because I would say the most compliment that me and Drea get from Poor Minds is, I love y'all's friendship. Mm-hmm. I love y'all's friendship. And people don't, like, this is genuine. Like, this is really my friend. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it shows in the show.
Yeah. I mean, and we still have episodes up from where, like, when we weren't getting along, but we used to be arguing and shit all the time and shaking each other. And it was so cringy. Like, whenever people comment, because people still be commenting under those videos on YouTube and stuff. And whenever people comment and I see a notification and I go and look, the videos are just so cringy. Like, I just can't believe we used to be really doing it on camera.
But it's good that y'all leave it up to show, like, the glow, you know?
Yeah, for sure. That's why we keep it up, because it's like, we not ashamed. You need to see where we came from. It took a lot to get here.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the same could be said too about Oprah Rose show, because the two of them started, TT and Gigi, as friends doing the podcast. And I think similar to what you're saying, the three of us, the foundation is friendship. Like, we were friends before this podcast started. Like, we didn't come together because of the podcast. And so I think having that foundation is beautiful too, because you can look back and be like, wow, like, we grew this thing together, and look at where we've gotten to with it. I do think too, with the three of us at least, sometimes we like hold things to talk about until the show.
Yeah, and we do the same thing.
Yeah, I remember like when I first joined, at least, it was a little awkward in the sense, because I used to talk to TT like all the time, where we knew everything, whereas like, we weren't talking as much because we were holding for the show. But like, I get it now. So how do y'all kind of deal with that, as far as like making sure that like, you're still talking as friends, but you're holding things for the podcast as well?
Go ahead.
Like, okay, so me and Lex, we definitely hold things in, but we tell each other a lot of shit, because I feel like we have mastered like acting a little bit sometimes. Lex will tell me something and then I already knew it, but watching the show, you would never know, because that's happened numerous times. And I feel like if I You know what I mean? Because we sometimes, me and her, we just chatty patties. Like, some good shit happened. We can't wait to call each other until. I can't wait.
Right. For sure.
Yeah.
I feel like, yeah, like what Drea said, a lot of times, sometimes we'll be talking on the phone and we're like, okay, bitch, this is going to be a topic on the show. So yeah. We'll literally have the same conversation over again, but we friends. So, you know, when you're friends with somebody, y'all going to have the same conversation multiple times anyway.
This is true.
You know
what I mean? That's true.
So it was like, it's just, and I feel like she said, some of it do be acting like sometimes we'll have hilarious moments on the show, but it'll be like something that we planned out or something. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? But I feel like, we still talk, but we just be like, oh, bitch, we're going to say this for the show. But we are, believe it or not, we are private people. So even though we do share a lot on the show, there's a lot that goes on in our lives that we don't talk about on the show at all. Yeah. So it's like, we still be having shit to talk about. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, yeah. I just feel like we're blessed. Like, we're a set of people who just never run out of shit to talk about.
Yeah.
Like, we always got some shit going on. Always got some shit going on.
Y'all funny as hell. That's why.
I love it. And like you said, it's rooted. The chemistry is just so much better when the working relationship is still the foundation, it's still a friendship. Cause that's literally always mm-hmm. my first thing. I'm like, y'all just met. That's why the fuck y'all falling out, because I'm good girlfriends.
I thought y'all was good girlfriend.
I don't get along.
And that and I think, you know, it's different if you're working in like a corporate atmosphere, you know, where you can't switch out your coworkers or something like that. But I can't, I don't think I could be, and I could be phony, but I couldn't be, it wouldn't be genuine. Like, and I feel like you'd be able to tell, you know, because again, the chemistry, you can't fake that. And I'm like, this man, I'm able to do that with like somebody I dislike.
Not every week for 4 years.
Yeah.
Oh man. It was bad. Like, it was a point to where
it's on camera.
Yeah, yeah, like we would only see each other on Tuesdays. We would go to the radio station, leave the radio, go record an episode. I would leave and I wouldn't see her till the next week. Like,
yeah,
that's really how it would
that
be.
Was and it. It was, wow.
But it was like when you would watch those episodes, I'd be like, this shit trash. So to all our listeners that stuck through that like 8-9 month period, I commend y'all, because that shit was trash.
Yeah, it was.
Wow.
Terrible. Like, those episodes are so terrible. Every time
so I'm bad.
But y'all been delivered.
Yes. Yeah.
Y'all been delivered.
That's beautiful.
Delivered.
Sticking yes. through.
We used to be wanting to kill each other.
Oh my God. We had some moments. Shout. I will say we left all the episodes up, but there was one episode we actually had to take down because it was so bad.
Oh yeah.
The first, very first episode we did with Kiki from Cocktails.
Oh, I love Kiki.
Yeah, we started arguing so bad. We was like, nah, we got to take this shit down.
Oh my God. Wow.
It wasn't even an episode. It was just a fighting match the whole fucking
time. Literally, Kiki was in the background. Well, Kiki, and then Kiki fell asleep.
Oh.
I fell asleep. Oh my God.
Hey, are you still there?
We were arguing the whole time.
Wow.
We were arguing literally, and she fell
asleep. She was tired. Or
and
she was.
Listen.
She said, I have better things to do, like sleep. Wow. Oh my God. So the question that everybody wants to know.
Yeah.
Where do you find a BDB?
Ooh.
It's so funny because I just did a Q&A on our Patreon and somebody had actually asked me that. And I was telling them, I just always think it's funny when people ask me that because I never really know where to tell. As much as we talk about BDBs, I never really know where to tell people to find BDBs.
Y'all was just talking about that bistro spot by your crib, Lex, with the car wash.
Yes, auto bistro for sure. The BDBs definitely be there. And I feel like, you know, the clubs and like cigar lounges and stuff, but I don't know, because a lot of the guys that I've talked to over the years, I've met them from when I used to be a bartender working in the clubs, or through, you know, mutual friends, or like even sliding in my DMs and shit. So
and not only that, I feel like when you carry yourself a certain way and you date certain type of men, that just is what you attract. I'm not being funny. Like, I could be walking to fucking Kroger or something and I'm gonna meet a BDB. Literally. Right. Everywhere I go, every time I go out of town, I'm always meeting men with money. I don't know what it is. It's just not hard. So when people be like, where do we go? I'm like, bitch, stay everywhere. Walk outside.
Outside.
Just go outside. Like, it really, that's how it is. Because even last time me and Dre went to Auto Bistro, They was outside. You know what I'm saying? It was just like.
So Auto Bistro is a car wash and they got food. Like, I'm trying to understand what
this. So you go, you get your car washed, and while your car is getting washed, you can smoke hookah, order food, get drinks.
This is so Atlanta. This is so Atlanta.
I wish I could do all of this.
Atlanta didn't have none of this shit when I lived there. Like, all of this new shit.
It's lit.
It's different. 13 years, for however many years later. It's so
fun. Yes. I can't wait to get my car washed again.
But low-key, I do feel like the car, when I was in high school, actually, I was a little fast. So when I was in high school, I saw one car wash we're from Baltimore, over West. Mm-hmm. And like, I knew I was always going to find somebody. And I was literally 16, 17. And I would pull up with my little Mazda. And every time we would go, we would find somebody. So the car wash is definitely a place for sure.
Actually, that's a key right there.
Yeah. And then the honestly, wash. It's like, it's 2021. Most men that have a lot of money are doing well for themselves. They don't really have time to go out, meet women and do that. They shop on Instagram. Instagram is their shopping mall. So baby, if you want a BDB, you better post some fire ass pictures and they gonna be in your DMs, honey.
Wow. Okay. That's a tip. Post some.
I'm just saying.
It's your resume.
Whenever I post certain pictures, I'll be knowing. I already be like,
looking at my rollie is about that time.
Time for a new watch. like literally, like I want to look at a bust down Cartier. I have to get that. Like I have, it's so gaudy, but I need it.
It's very gaudy.
I love it. I can't wait to ice my wrist out. I can't wait.
Same. I
want to
have like 3 Cuban links.
Cannot wait. I was like.
I love can't. It. I can't. Love it.
Oh, I can't. I can't.
My neck to have a cramp.
From carrying all that ice.
Oh my God. So, and then, you know, I think we all listened to the last episode, which we love, by the way. And, you know, you guys were talking about your insecurities and everything and how you guys said, like, I think people, and you've discussed this on multiple shows, but how people will look at y'all and be like, you know, how do y'all have insecurities? And I think we've openly talked about all that shit at length on every other episode. Like everybody know,
surgery still pending.
Yeah, like I need some titties. Yeah, like
and I'm sure bulb. I have body dysmorphia. So
Daryl definitely does.
You absolutely do.
He's gonna get some etching. Are you gonna do that?
I would never do etching just because I feel like with ab etching, you can tell.
Yeah, you can definitely tell. Okay.
Very obvious for men, at least. Women, not as much.
I told Drea to tell her man he need to fix that shit.
But for men,
I'm dead.
Drake's is his is it's bad. It's bad.
I mean, the thing about it is like,
I see we not
going to. What you say, Drea? Because the chest got a match.
That's
going off for men as like not saying your titties, but your titties got a match. You can't get abs and then all of a sudden you don't got no chest. Like it's just
right,
bro. It don't work like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I would definitely get a little, you know, taken out, but you're just gonna throw it away. We're not gonna put it nowhere else.
Yeah, I think a lot of people just look at me and Drea and assume like, you know, like I don't know. I feel like people think that we're not human sometimes.
Yeah.
And because even somebody said something to Drea today, talking about her body and just talking shit. Like people just always talk shit about us because it's like they think because so many people are praising us that we don't have insecurities. Like, no, we are still human. There is not one person on this earth that looks in the mirror and just like 100% happy every time, you know? Yeah. So I think just because of like, you know, our confidence, we do have confidence, yes, but that doesn't mean that, you know, sometimes that we're insecure about little things and want to get a nip tuck here and there. Like, no, we're still humans. Like, we still have our imperfections just like everybody else.
And some shit that people say is just mean. It's just kind of like,
yeah, people just be mean.
Why you even said that? Why you had to say that?
People like that, though, I truly feel like you have no life. Like, there are 9 million trillion things that I could ever think of. Like, even when I see people, you know, you see people arguing in a shade room comments and shit. I'd be like, why? Go read a book.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
There's so much premium television.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Literally, somebody had, like, a fan had drew a picture of me and Drea. It was like a cartoon. Mind you, it's a fucking cartoon.
Yeah.
Somebody literally in the comments was like, Lex waist is not even that small. Why would they do that? It was just like, what? It's a fucking cartoon.
It's a cartoon.
A cartoon. Yeah. Like, she just always over-exaggerated most of the time in a cartoon.
Like, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it was just, but like I said, like, I've always been really open about, you know, my surgeries and, you know, like this year I'm doing things to kind of like undo what I did and mistakes that I've made getting surgery, you know? So I've always been super open about my body dysmorphia and things that I've been doing to work on it. And because I feel like it's a thing that people do not talk about, you know, you see all these, when you get on Instagram, you don't see nothing but girls with 40-inch butts and 20-inch waist and, girl, you know, baby hair, hair down their back and this and that. Girl. And it's like, for the average person, that's hard to look at all day. That's really fucking hard. You know what I mean? So I feel like from somebody who has had surgery, and I know that people look at my page and they be like, damn, I wish I looked like that. Damn, I wish I was this. I talk about it all the time. Like, bitch, my body is not perfect. And this shit is not, if you're not fixed mentally, you need to fix yourself mentally before you get surgery, because all you're going to do is wake up with a fire ass body, but you're going to look in that mirror and still see your old self.
Yeah. That's so true.
And that's why you have people who end up botched, people who end up going too far and they're unrecognizable. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's definitely a side of surgery that the girls don't want to talk about it, but I'll be like, bitch, we're going to talk about this shit.
That's what I was going to ask you. Are there any like regrets or tips or something that, you know, you wish you would have known beforehand?
Surgery is a lot different now versus when I got it. It was kind of like a sneaky thing. Like, I got my body done in 2016. So, I mean, that doesn't sound like a long time ago, but people are a little bit more freer now. Yeah, people was not getting BBLs like that, bro. Like now, if you get a BBL, you got to wait 8 months because the doctor is booked up. In 2016, it was like, if you had your money, you just go. So it's a lot different now.
That waiting list is strong, boy.
I'm telling you, you know, everybody's getting their body done now. Everybody wants the same type of body. And I would just tell people the most important thing is like, do your research. You know what I'm saying? And your funds is not just to cover your surgery. The aftercare is just as expensive as getting the actual surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I gained a lot of weight after my surgery. So it was kind of like, I had to really start from square one. You know, it's like, you can't just get surgery and think, oh, I'm fine now. No, you got to eat right. You got to change out, the way you eat. You got to work out. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like it was a lot of things that I wasn't prepared for, like the aftercare of it. You know what I'm saying? So, and I hate when I see people like comment on like Bernice Burgos. They be like, why is she working out acting like that's hers? Because she's trying to keep her shit up.
She's trying to keep it, right.
Because if you don't work out, the fat gonna come back.
It's gonna come back.
It's not permanent.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I got like my first round of lipo and I got like my titties done back in 2015. So, like, again, like people wasn't really getting it. So I feel like when we first started Wind Down Wednesday, I never used to talk about getting surgery. Well, I would always just talk about getting my titties done, but I never really wanted people to know I had lipo, because I feel like you said, just like the pressure of social media, people are always being so judgmental. They always have so much to say. So for a long time, nobody ever really knew that I had got lipo except for the people that was close to me. But now I don't mind talking about it on the show. But even when I got it back then, like, I didn't take care of it. The first time I did get my massages and stuff, but you know, I was just feeling like, oh, well, I got lipo, I can eat whatever I want again. I can do whatever I want and not work out. Ended up gaining the weight back, and then I ended up getting a second round last year. So,
yeah, you still gotta work out. And that's the part, like you said, nobody really talks about. Like, you still literally, the aftercare, like, you still, it's not a quick fix. Like, you know what it is that you want it to look like.
Right.
Like, it might not be factory settings, but like,
exactly,
you still gotta work out. Like,
right. And I feel like we're still in a time where, you know, like, I see girls still talking about, this is my real ass. This is my real ass. I've been at, and it's like, see, it's like, we can see, like, we can see that that's not what it is.
It's okay, you know, boo.
And it's so acceptable now. And I think there's no stigma with it. And I think a lot of times people think that you know, when they get something done, that people are going to judge them like, girl, it's 2021. Like,
and that's what I said. I feel like a lot of times people give people false sense of hope. Like, they feel like, oh, she was born that way. I'm never going to look that good. Like, no, like, yeah, like, she looks good, but you have to realize that she's got ass shots. You know what I'm saying? Like, girls would be like, I only got lipo, but you didn't talk about how you got ass shot. Mm-hmm, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, they'll leave out those little details. Like, when every time people Our say faith. Something about my body, I'd be like, I got a transfer. I got fat mm-hmm. transferred to my ass. Like, I didn't always have a big butt. Like, I got fat transferred there. So I feel like a lot of times people be honest with what they want to be honest about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, it's not your obligation to tell people, but yeah. I would rather you just not say nothing at all.
Yeah,
that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, rather than being like, my ass is real. Yeah, I've been this. I'll be like, girl, I know girl. Somebody went with you to get your ass shots, but I'm going to sip my tea.
Ass shots, no, but it's so crazy because if people are still getting ass shots in 2021, it's like, come on now, because
yeah, that's
so many girls who've been getting them removed lately, mm-hmm. migrating and causing all type of other health problems.
Because like, they migrate. That's why when you see a girl and her booty wow. look like it's about 8 feet long.
Yeah.
Because they be migrating. I hate a long booty now.
I hate a long booty. They be looking like diaper booty.
Yes, the not diaper a booty. Long
booty. Oh my God. Because
you want that thing to sit on up. You don't want it to
You
be
do.
Right.
You do. You definitely do. So.
Yeah, that's why I be going go running because I need my booty on my.
I know that's right. But I feel like a lot of women do that too. They try to take the cheap route, like, oh, I don't want to go to him because he charging $6,000 and he only charging $3,000. This is your body.
Oh, no.
This is your body, baby.
You cannot. Bitches be on Groupon trying to get Botox. Like, why is you on Groupon?
Why are you on Groupon?
Yeah.
I'm telling you. But I've been on Groupon and I see that. These If you're advertising on Groupon, that means you're not good at your work.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Groupon is to gain attention at a discounted price because you're not having enough clientele coming in for whatever that you're doing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or if you're just now starting off a business to bring awareness to it, either or. But like I said, if you're just starting off your business, you shouldn't be giving no discounts on no Botox and lip injections and things like that. Yeah. So I think if you don't have the funds to get, you know, work done, you just right don't way. Need to get it done.
Yeah.
So there be so many doctors on Instagram that be doing lipo and BBLs and shit in exchange for promo. Why the fuck I want a BBL from you when you doing it for exchange for promo?
Right.
I looked at one of those places and I went on the Better Business Bureau and it was like people have died on the table of the place. Oh, and literally it was for promo. And I was like, oh my God. And they had like multiple locations. Like
that one location up in where
I already know what place you're talking about.
Yes. One in Atlanta. Yeah. One in Atlanta, one in Brooklyn, one in Harlem. Like, I'm like,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Why everybody was like, is it the one? Oh, yeah, I know where you
are. Somebody sent me a DM. I was like, what you think about this, girl? I'm thinking about going here. I said, ooh, I'm going to come to your funeral, girl.
Nah, I'm going to come to your funeral. Yeah, I was like, why you let your I was like, don't let your mother go there. I said,
In the mother? No.
Child, you. Yes, it's giving free promo. So,
I mean, I could take a little discount for some promo.
yeah, bitch, your life is going to be discounted.
Exactly.
It's
going to
be discontinued. Shit. Mm-mm.
I don't want no doctor that needs promo.
Yeah. And I never even thought about it that way. But yes, Lord have mercy. And I was like, oh, maybe this is just whatever. The line in Harlem be outside. It's
people
alive.
Want that. People want that body outside so bad. People are like you said, people are dying to look like Instagram girls, not realizing we all use Facetune.
That's what I'm about to say. They should be using them apps.
We're using them apps. Like
the filters.
They don't even look like what they're posting of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's like girls are literally dying for that shape. It's like y'all.
It's crazy to think about.
I always think about like younger women and it's like, if I could be affected by that and look at, I'm a grown ass woman and pretty like secure myself besides, you know, when I'm going to get fixed. like I can't, It's like, I can't imagine being 12 and being all that when you don't know yourself, you know, and that's literally all you see every day. You open your Instagram and
you really don't even have time to really like develop. Like,
exactly.
Developing in your early 20s sometimes.
Right. And then, like you said, like, you're a grown woman, you're an adult. So now, you know, like you said, you're what, 35? Mm-hmm. Now you can make that decision. Like, you know what? This is something I don't like about my body. Mm-hmm. I'm going to fix it.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you're a grown adult to make that decision, you know, to make the right choices. When somebody is 18, 19, you're not even going to look like that in 5, 10 years, you know? And then it's like, you have the money. You know what I'm saying? Most they trying to get, wait till their taxes come in. If you got to wait till your taxes and do all that stuff, it's just like, just wait. Just wait.
And I'll say this, it's a reason why you have to be 21 to get silicone breast implants. Like, if you get them at 18, you have to get saline. It's a reason why, because you're not old enough to get silicone. Yeah. Your body isn't even fully developed yet.
Wow.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, me either. It is, it's sad. Like, even, I mean, I don't want to name names, but somebody on a reality show, and her daughter got her little nose done. And then when she looked like Dwight, she looked like Dwight from Real Housewives of Atlanta. Yeah. And I'm like, you're not even done growing.
The nose is touchy.
You gotta be careful with them ethnic rhinoplasties.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah.
The nose is touchy.
It is. Like, that changes your whole look.
Your whole face will change when you change your
whole face. Whole face.
And it's still, like we said, it's still like, I don't look the same when I was like 21. So like, it changes.
Exactly. Like, when I look at I've never done anything to my face, but even when I look at pictures from like when I was in college, I'm like, damn, even pictures when I first moved to Atlanta, I'm like, damn, my face has changed a lot.
Yeah.
You know, especially like when you're losing weight, gaining weight, your face just changes, you know?
I'm like, everybody, y'all can get them a little contour, an espresso, the Fenty stick, you know, put them here, you be looking like a Joker, but that shit, that shit works, okay? An espresso stick is everything.
They're cool. Like, that's the only thing I've ever done. I've got fillers in my lips and I got Botox, but that's really it. But it's okay.
That's little stuff though.
Botox doesn't really change anything.
Right.
Like, y'all could probably see my, I don't have no wrinkles.
It's just smooth. Mm. Yeah, that's just it's not changing the whole shape of your face. Like,
and no Botox. And then it only lasts for 6 months. So I even got it in my forehead and I don't have, like, now I can have wrinkles in my forehead, but for a while I couldn't move my damn forehead.
I know, that's right.
But like now, like y'all can't see me on the damn podcast, but I'm moving my damn eyebrow. But for a while I couldn't, but like, it was just like smooth, but it goes away after 6 months. So it's not anything.
Wow. So it's giving
I want to get the Botox under my arms.
Oh, for sweating?
Does it really work though?
It does.
Yeah.
Okay.
But you gotta keep getting it every summer.
Uh-huh. Really?
Insurance needs to cover that. Shoot. That needs to be covered by insurance. Yeah, I didn't either. Okay, well,
taking magnesium for that, child.
Yeah, both.
That's why I be staying away from grays and pinks and reds.
What?
The underarm sweat.
So dead. I was like, what?
Yeah, I stay away from colors where you could, like,
Girl, wear them colors, child. Everybody sweat. Everybody sweat.
I stick to black and white.
Period.
I'll be wearing a natural deodorant, so I'd be stinking too. So it's like,
not the natural deodorant. You be rubbing blueberries under your armpit?
A little lemon juice.
Girl, you gotta go get you some Dove and stop playing.
Hello, right. I always say, like, give me some toxins.
One of them hippie people.
I know that's right.
Yeah, I'm like, give me them toxins, child. So we ask our guests two questions to end the show. And then, so the first one is, what would you tell your younger self?
So I actually, it's crazy because this is another question somebody just asked me for the Q&A on Patreon. And I was just saying, like, I would just tell my younger self to, like, be more gentle with myself. Like, stop being so hard on myself all the time and feel like I have to have everything together and my shit needs to be together all the time, because things are going to end up working themselves out. eventually. Yeah. And I feel like for a long time, I was really hard on myself. But also because for a long time, I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. So I had got to a point to where it was like, I was 25. I was still a bartender. I'm like, okay, bitch, like, what's going to be next? Because I didn't want to be like 35 still working in the strip club. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Not that there's nothing wrong with that, but I do know a lot of women, especially living out here in Atlanta, they are still, you know, in their 30s and they still bartending and stuff. But I knew that that's not what I wanted. So I was really hard on myself about like, okay, what's going to be your next thing? Mm-hmm. But I feel like now everything ended up working out exactly the way that it was supposed to.
It always and does.
I used to be so concerned about, okay, am I going to actually end up having a media job and doing something in media because I got my degree in media. And then everything just ended up working out and coming to fruition and happened the way that it was supposed to happen. So I just think when you're young, you're just, I don't know, you're so hard on yourself because life is just, you're just so unsure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. For me, I would probably tell myself to enjoy the moment. And live in the moment a lot more. I feel like growing up, I started living fast, very young and very early. So I was just moving around. And I feel like, honestly, not even being funny, like from the year like 2010 to like 2015, all those years was like a blur to me because I never just like stopped and really documented things that was going on and really enjoyed those moments in my life. I was just going and not just slowing down and enjoying the progression of my life. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I definitely feel like if I would have known that sooner, because I do a good job of like writing my thoughts down and writing where I'm at so I can look back and be proud of myself. Because from the year like 2010, 2015, I felt like I ain't shit. I'm not doing shit. I'm not doing anything. Yeah. But looking back on, I'm like, but you did grow. So it's like, if I would have just slowed down and recognized what I was doing in those small moments, I could have been, you know, more proud of myself and more happier for myself. So definitely that's what I do now, is just kind of slow down, enjoy the moments and just take life day by day for sure.
Yeah.
Love that.
Yeah. Usually when people say it, I'm like, I'm telling my adult self that. And I'm literally telling my adult self always be gentle and appreciate mm-hmm. where you are constantly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Still a struggle. I'm not going to lie. You know?
It's still, yeah. It's and it might always be.
Feel like you're not doing enough. Mm-hmm. You know?
Right.
Always.
That was me today.
Yeah.
I was working and had to take a moment and being like, no, this is actually what you wanted. So you actually have to remind yourself that you are asked to be and continue to manifest things to get you to that next step. But bitch, remember, this is where you want it to be.
Exactly. Exactly.
Always. Yeah. I do that like every day. And then the last question is, what do you know for sure?
What do I know for sure? That I'm gonna be a bad bitch not outside this summer. Period. Mm-hmm.
Falling in love 3-4 times.
Right.
That's one thing I know for sure.
Certified lover girl.
I'm outside. No, I had to take a year off due to COVID-19. I'm vaccinated. I'm ready. I'm outside.
I love it. CLG looking for her BGDs.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm like, CLG.
Damn it. I knew what you mean. I got my PPE on looking for my BDB.
Hello. Hello. All of the acronyms for the summer. Okay. All of them.
I'm motherfucking dead. These Leos. Okay. Drea.
Like, one thing I know for sure, I'm going to be a boss ass bitch.
Okay. Beat. I'm a boss. I love this one.
I love both of y'all responses, honestly.
Loved, yeah.
Because you got to remind yourself of that.
Yeah, and I was about to say, because so many times we don't like step into it, right? And you always want to be, it's like, oh, let me be humble. And sometimes it's like, no, I'm really that bitch. Like,
yeah.
You have to, and it's like, it's not even on like some cocky shit, but it's like, it's been proven and tried. I'm really that bitch.
It just is what it is. It just is what it is.
You have to remind yourself too, because it's like, you can't never lose sight of the grind, you know?
Yeah.
Like, you got to grind for this shit. You got to hustle for this shit. You can't just be like, oh, going to be a boss ass bitch and then you're not putting no hustle behind it. Like, I always tell myself that all the time, because I feel like whenever I start to get like a little feeling like lazy and I don't really want to do shit, I'm like, no, bitch, this is the goal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Man, I think a lot of people don't realize manifestation requires work as well.
Yeah.
Faith without works is dead.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah, you got to put in the work, child.
Yeah, child. Because I mean, I'm with y'all. Like, niggas is moving way too humble. I'm about to pull this Joker card out on these girls one of these days.
Pop out.
I was just telling myself that the other day. Like, I am so humble.
You too humble.
Alexis is like that too.
Yeah, I am. But I feel like... I feel like I am humble, but at the same time, because I feel like I've gotten to a point as well where like people talk shit for me. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So it's like a lot of times when I'm just kind of like, when people are saying nasty or mean things to me, all I gotta do is retweet my mentions so y'all know what the fuck going on. Y'all see how much people fuck with me and how much people love me. You know what I'm saying? But because sometimes you got to remind people, like, I'm not here for you. I'm here for them. They love me. Right. I'm not, if you don't like me, that's cool. But it's one of you and it's 50,000 people who are tuning in, listening to Poor Minds every fucking week.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it is what it is, you know?
No, I love that. Because it's definitely, you got to be mentally strong for that shit too. Like, you can't hold every time, like, somebody says something and especially the crazy shit. Like, every time I see, I told you again, every time I see, I'm just like, this is crazy. Why do people go on other people's mentions and berate them?
Why?
It all day. And
I'm not, I don't get it.
I'm not a reactor.
Because that no one keeps that same energy in person. No one.
They don't. They never do.
Mm-mm. They just going to stare at you. That's it.
Yeah. And that.
I ask for a picture.
Right. Literally ask for a picture. And so the quote of the day is, what belongs to you will effortlessly flow into your life. Instead of worrying about how, just relax and be in a deserving state to receive. Believe that it is already yours. Start owning and being the energy of what you want to receive. Start matching what you want to attract. That's kind of what we talked about.
We just talked about
that. We just talked about that.
Let me put my water up in there for that one.
A little open glass. I mean, empty glass.
Water.
Okay. Look, the wine is gone now. I got no remnants.
Look, now I know I ain't gonna lose no damn weight. I'm gonna have another glass.
It's still early over here, so
yeah. I'll work out.
We gotta fly down to Atlanta to like hang with y'all.
We do.
Yes, we definitely gotta collab and do some work too. Hang out, turn up, all that good shit.
Yes, yes, Lord.
Y'all
come on. Right, like you said, next.
I told y'all I'm outside now.
Yeah,
outside all summer. Bring y'all eggs.
Yeah, I was like, Atlanta is my second home. I was actually gonna come on Thursday, and now I guess I was like, no, child, sit your ass down. But that's my second home or second workplace home. So definitely we will let y'all know. Yeah. And where can people find y'all?
You can find me.
Go ahead.
You can go.
Oh, well, you can find me on Twitter at LexP_. And I think that's it. Is it one underscore or two?
Lex_P_, right?
No, that's my Instagram. I don't know. Just search Lex P. Something gonna pop up.
It come up. It come up.
Yeah, and you can find us on YouTube. We drop episodes every Friday. That's Poor Minds, PourMinds. You can follow us on Instagram at Poor Minds. That's PUR_MINDS.
And you can find me on Twitter at DreaNicole_ and on Instagram at DreaNicole with 3 E's.
Okay.
Thank you guys so much. This was so fun.
Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, this was so fun.
Thank y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Okay. Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.